Easter Sunday, Jesus is dead, they thought. The disciples were hiding, and of course the women go to the tomb. When they get to the tomb, the angel says, "He is not here, he is risen. Remember, he told you." And the women remembered his words. The women run back and find the apostles and tell them, and the apostles say, nonsense. Though Peter had to go check it out for himself. It's the same day, and let me pick up our text, Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 13. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked among them, but they didn't recognize him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened in these days?" "What things?" Jesus asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it's the third day since all of this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." Cleopas, the only time he's mentioned, is here, and a friend are walking home. Had they been in Jerusalem since Passover? We don't know. Did they just come for those last few days? Had they been followers of Jesus for a long time? We don't know, but they're headed home, it seems, walking together and talking about it all. Hopeless and downcast. When Jesus appears and Jesus asks them, "Hey, what are y'all talking about?" He just joins right in on their walk, and as they're talking and walking, this Jesus says, "Hey guys, what are y'all talking about?" And the scripture says they stood still. You know there's more to it. They stood still, and one of them said, "Really? Are you that clueless? Really? Are you the only one in all the world, definitely the only one in Jerusalem, are you that clueless that you don't know about the things that have been going on?" To which Jesus replies, "What things?" They tell him, "Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the prophet, Jesus the greatest preacher ever, Jesus our friend, Jesus was falsely accused and falsely tried and sentenced and crucified and dead." Verse 21. "But we had hoped." But we had hoped. How many times has that been your story? How many times have you whispered deep in your soul those words, "We had hoped"? I had hoped the cancer would be cured. We had hoped the storm would pass over us. We had hoped that we would have children. We had hoped our kids would do right and go to church. I had hoped, fill in the blank, hope lists seem endless, don't they? The disciples, these followers of Christ, on their way home, hopeless, sad, say those words to Jesus himself. We had hoped Jesus would be the Messiah, the Redeemer, the one who would save us. Now we know that Jesus' followers, from day one, they didn't get it. They believed that Jesus would be the King, the Messiah who would save the Jews from the Romans. They wanted a political, economic Savior. Maybe that's why on Palm Sunday the crowds were so immense. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he. They wanted a Redeemer, a political Redeemer. And Jesus died. And now someone has stolen his body. Of course, we know the rest of the story. We are on this side and we're able to look back and we know that Jesus won. We know he was not in the grave, that he was resurrected. We know that Jesus was the Messiah. He was the Redeemer, a spiritual Redeemer, not a political Redeemer, but a spiritual Savior for all of humanity. But at that moment, those followers, well, they were living in the moment. In the present, in the now, in the midst of their crisis, when their world fell apart, they just lived there. We had hoped. We're not too different, are we? We're not too different than those followers on that first Easter morning. For so often in the midst of our storm, in the midst of our crisis, we too don't recognize Jesus. In the midst of our crisis, we don't see Jesus at all. Verse 16, they didn't recognize him. Verse 24, they did not see Jesus. We forget his words. Last week, Easter Sunday, the title of the sermon was Remember His Words. The angel said to the women, remember what he told you. And they remembered Jesus' words. In the midst of our valley, in the midst of our crisis, we would do well to look for Jesus. We would do well to remember his words. The Holy Scriptures are filled with words of hope for us on this day, as they were so long ago. Isaiah the prophet, do you not know? Have you not heard? Have you forgotten? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, though his understanding we don't always understand. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Remember his words. The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah, the Lord said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Will you call on me and come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found. I know the plans. The psalmist, Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. In the midst of crisis, when our world falls apart, we have to cling to his word. We have to cling to our hope, which is found in him. So in other words, listen, if we just hope, and if we just keep doing right, and if we ask and name it and claim it, it can be ours. That's it. God is like this genie in a bottle. And if you say the right thing, and if you rub the bottle the right way, you just say it and believe it and name it and claim it, that sells a lot of books. And it fills a lot of pew and a lot of churches. I'll give you the title of some of them. But it's empty. Because our God is not a genie in a bottle. And aren't we glad that genie in a bottle leaves hurt and confusion and real hopelessness when the magic genie doesn't show up the way we think he should. But there is real hope. Real hope when we look and we see Jesus. When we wait, sometime wait some more, and we keep trusting, and our prayer is, oh God, not my will, but your will be done. We had hoped, they told Jesus. And Jesus said, keep hoping. Keep hoping, keep looking for Jesus, for there he was with them. All the hope they needed was walking right there in that moment with them. Maybe the Apostle Paul summed it up best in Romans chapter 8. Paul said, what then do we say? What then do we say in response to all of these things? What do we say when hope fails us? Paul wrote, if God is for us, who can be against us? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution? Shall famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am convinced that not even death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, not the things that are present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything in all of creation will ever separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What do we say to these things? What do we say when our world falls apart? What do we say when the crisis comes? We say, oh God, we hang on. We keep hoping, we keep looking, we keep trusting, we keep walking with you. For my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. The hymn continues, when darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all, my hope, my stay. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. How's your hope this morning? Easter came. Easter Sunday is over, but every Sunday's Easter Sunday. And like those walking, don't lose hope. We had hoped, and he was there, and now he's here. Trust him. Walk with him, and he'll walk with you. Oh God, this day we are grateful for the hope we have in Christ. We are thankful and grateful that the tomb was empty. Death didn't win. Christ won. God, those storms keep coming. And like those walking, we often say we've lost hope. We had hoped. Oh, God, let us remember your word and cling to your word, and let us cling to Jesus who walks with us. And many times he doesn't just walk. He carries us. Our hope is on Christ alone. Thanks be to God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.